My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, 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 withholding nothing. I give you all of me, 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 I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me, I give you all of me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the group.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, Father God. Father God, we come to you humble this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. If we said anything, did anything, or even thought anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect our children this morning as they make their way to the schools, Father God. We ask you to go around the world and send your angels out to the north, the south, the east, the west, Father God, to protect us in this pandemic, Father God. For we know that you hold the cure, Father God. We know that you are in control, Father God. Father God, that we know that you know all answers to all situations. Father God, we ask you to touch this morning, Father God. We ask you to heal this morning, Father God. Be the doctor that you are, Father God. You are the Lord of all lords and the kings of all kings, Father God. And we all belong to you, Father God. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for doing all that you do, because you don't have to do it, but you do, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love and compassion. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our leaders around the world, Father God. Touch their mind, their body, their soul, their spirit, Father God, that they do right by your sheep, Father God, because we know that you're coming, Father God. We don't know the time, the hour, or the day, Father God, but we're looking and expecting, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your miracles and wonders and healing, Father God, that only you can do, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, Father God, that we'll have everlasting life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all that you do, Father God. We can't thank you enough, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our speaker this morning as it come forth, Father God, to feed the sheep, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give us what we need on this awesome, miraculous day that you made again. You let us be in the land of the living one more time, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God. Father God, we ask that your will be done, Father God. We thank you for all that you do. We pray this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Psalmist Kaylin, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord and bombarding the heavens with that praise and worship. And thank you, Brother Darrell Mickens, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And I say good morning, good morning, good morning to my TMC Master's Call family. And we say welcome to the Master's Call. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greeting. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to just glorify God and to give him all the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. I am Prophet Kai, and I am reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas. And again, we are so honored that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. This call started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We do have an interactive website where you can go and get the speaker's bios and information about the call and the fast that we're doing, and that is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and there you can see our theme for the year, which is, in 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Darrell did, or as a psalmist, as Psalmist Kaylin did, or a host as I am doing, or if you feel like the Word has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that is held Monday through Friday right after this call by a group of dynamic leaders throughout the Artist Life Company that inform us on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617 pound. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and it is hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and they will be giving us a great deal of information today. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message for this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker truly needs no introduction. She is a true part of this blessed ministry. She is none other than our very own Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa has been married to Gerald Peterson for 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother of two adorable grandbabies, big girl Taryn, and baby boy's name escapes me right now. And in October of 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, and are living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for 38 years. God has blessed Minister Willa to unite with and become a member of the Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she is very involved with the Salvation Army ministry. Minister Willa is honored to be a part of this ministry for many opportunities it affords her. Baby Hollis, that's the baby's name. Minister Willa also serves on the Justice Ministry, which seeks the fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is an amazing friend. She is a dear friend of mine. She has been a health and wellness educator. She was an educator in the school system as well. I present to some and introduce to others my very dear friend and sister, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you there? Minister Willa, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay, there I am. Can you hear me?
If you could speak up just a little.
Okay, is that better?
That is better. The floor is yours,
Alrighty.
Woman of God.
Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for your warm introduction. And, yes, my new baby's name is Hollis, and Hollis is now 8 months old. So thank you for all that you do for the Master's Call. And, you know, I just love you to life. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. I do consider it an honor to bring the Word of God to you today, and I'm not going to take too long. But I do want to say thank you, Thomas Kalen, our sweet, sweet Kalen, for bringing us in through praise and worship. You know, we love you dearly. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for all that you do for this call. I mean, you are the backbone, and you have always been here through thick and thin for us at the Master's Call. Thank you so much, Minister Darrell, our newest member of the call, for greeting our family and also for all the scripture verses that you give us. So thank you for all that you do for the Master's Call. And Dr. Pecola Roberts, thank you for being an integral part of the Master's Call as well. We so love and appreciate you. And who would we be, family, without you there? So thank you for taking time from your schedule to be with us this morning. Now, dear God, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the word, God, I pray that you take every distraction from my mind and the minds of those who are hearing this word this morning, God, so that we can take it and use it and do exactly what you would have us to do. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus and loose the Holy Spirit over this call that it goes through with clarity. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, my message for today is the fifth and final part of the series, What in the World Are You Doing? Bloom Where You Are Planted. Now, I gave 3 points to consider in my previous messages as you were blooming where you were planted. The first one was to be fruitful. And that's found in Psalm 1, verse 3. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. And its leaves never wither. In all that he does, he prospers. You see, God has a preordained purpose for your life. The path is not always laid out neatly for us. There are detours along the way, and in those detours, we can still seize the opportunity to sow seeds that will be a blessing to others in the meantime. And oftentimes, we are blessed because of it. The second point I made was to seek to make a difference. I gave three ways that you can make a difference in the world to make the world a better place for all those with whom you come in contact. I called those three ways the up ways. The first way was to step up by being a gift to someone. The second one is to speak up by restoring someone who is overtaken in any wrongdoing, according to Galatians 6:1, which reads, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is overtaken in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual, restore such a person with a gentle spirit, watching out for yourself so that you also won't be tempted." The third point I made was to brighten up by being the light into the world. You see, your words can make a difference between edifying someone or tearing them down. And the fourth way to make a difference was to just shut up by practicing the shut up ministry, as Dr. Vanessa generally tells us. So finally, you can bloom where you're planted. And this is the third part of the series, in doing what is right. Now, yesterday, Minister Cynthia brought the message entitled, and she brought it so beautifully, entitled, "Don't Compromise Your Integrity." As I pondered on her message, I thought about how one's integrity is in alignment with doing what is right and can be achieved by committing one's life to the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22. Here, Paul's letter to the churches of Galatia focus on the flesh versus the spirit. Take note that the list of the works of the flesh, as you will see as I read them, is plural. However, the fruit of the spirit is stated in a singular form because there is only one spirit, that being the Holy Spirit. However, this 22nd verse of the fruits of the spirit starts with conjunction but, which connotes the things we do not do that we don't want to do if we want to bloom where we are planted. These are the works of the flesh, and they are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. And all of these, in contrast to the work, all these works of the flesh are in contrast to the fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to park there for just a little bit. And when we park ourselves there on verse 22nd, along with prayer, fasting, and the direction of the Holy Spirit, we can live out the fruit of the Spirit and bloom where we are planted to be a blessing to others. Now, fruit is grown as the branches abide in the vine, and you'll find that in John 15. So, what does this fruit look like? And here it is. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or perseverance or patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And I think I mentioned goodness. Against there is no law. Now, per Jeremiah's study Bible concordance, Paul lists the 9 character traits that the Holy Spirit produces in the believer's life. Jesus is the supreme example of every spiritual quality, having embodied the fruit of the Spirit perfectly because each one is inextricably related to one another. The list of the spiritual fruits fall into 3 categories, And they are the upward qualities, which are love, joy, and peace, the outward qualities, which are patience, kindness, and goodness, and the inward qualities, which are faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. None of the fruits can be obtained in our own strength, but only in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Now, the upward qualities that God gives are, and I'll start with love, because that's where he began. 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. And verse 13, now abides faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, how easy is it to love the unlovable? How easy is it to love the lovable, and how challenging it can be to love those who get on what we call your absolute last nerve? You know what I mean. You know, that spouse, that child, the neighbor, the coworker, or even that church member. And speaking of children, isn't it interesting how we love them unconditionally? Now, I am sure that many of you on this call have had a child or children who have caused you deep hurt. I know I have. And you are still there for them, forgiving them, and loving them unconditionally. Do we demonstrate this kind of love to your spouse? Or do you demonstrate this kind of love to your spouse, to your neighbor, to your coworker, or your church member? None of the fruits of the Spirit can be attained, as I said before, in our own strength, but only through the Holy Spirit. To love someone may take getting to know them better, developing a relationship with them. Think about your relationship with God. It took some spending time with him, learning of him, and developing that relationship with him that has gotten you to the place where you can sing and understand that old song, "Oh, How I Love Jesus," not only because he first loved you or me, but because you and I have taken the time to get to know him intimately. To get to that unconditional love, we have to look past the faults of others, remembering that we are not perfect, to treat others the way we want to be treated, to love others when they are incapable of giving us any love in return. We must ask God to be the vehicle through which we can demonstrate love to others so that we can bloom full of love where we are planted. The next attribute or the next virtue is joy. Joy is rejoicing in your soul even during the challenges in your life. James 1:2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." And Nehemiah 8:10 says, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, for me, a vivid example of joy was through my beloved mother-in-law, whom I called Mama Too. And that's Mama T-O-O, not Mama T-W-O, because she was my mother also. Mama Too had many challenging occurrences over the 33 years that I knew her. These challenges ran the gamut. You name it, she experienced it. However, through it all, she always exuded an air of joyfulness. For me, Mama Too bloomed where she was planted. Little did she know that she was sowing seeds in my life of how to be joyous as I weathered the challenges of life. The last upward attribute or virtue is peace. Psalm 91:1 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You see, this is the place where I find my peace. This is where I find my joy, dwelling in that secret place in the cleft of the rock. There is safety there. There is security there. There is comfort that comes from dwelling in him. Just like a mother bird who provides protection for her babies is the protection and peace we receive as we dwell in him. Wherever you may be and in whatever situation you're in, bloom where you are planted, remembering that the peace that only God and his word can give. And for the sake of time, I will discuss the outward qualities altogether. And those are the qualities that are apparent in patience, kindness, and goodness. Patience is also, as I said, known as long-suffering and perseverance. The perfect examples of patience and long-suffering can be found throughout the Bible, from Joseph, Job, Moses, and the ultimate example of patience and long-suffering is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he made for us. Kindness is gentleness best explained in the attitude of the Lord towards the little children. You remember that story in the Bible about the little children who wanted to go to be with Jesus, and the disciples said, no, you're all bothering him. Get away. And Jesus said, no, suffer not the little children. Bring them unto me. What an example of kindness. And that's in Mark 10:14. And goodness is kindness shown in action. That's found in the story of the Good Samaritan. And that's found in Luke 10 verses 30 through 35. I'm trying to check my time here. Lastly, the inward qualities of the fruit of the Spirit are faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No matter how the situation looks, we are going to trust God. It takes abiding in the vine and looking to God and not at the mountain or circumstances in our lives to experience this kind of faithfulness. And isn't it just like Satan to want to snuff out the faith that you may be holding on to as you're going through something? This is a time when we must be steadfast and unmovable. This is a time we must draw on the history we have with God of how he brought you through before, and he is faithful to bring you through again. Gentleness is taking the lowly place, as Jesus did when he washed his disciples' feet, as in John 13:1-17. And if you have ever washed another person's feet, you know how humbling that experience can be. This is how we should be in our character toward others. It may not be an act such as washing another person's feet. It may be how we respond to others verbally. Are we cognizant of the tone of our voice, or the words we use? As my mother would always say, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. We must think before we speak, because words are like squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. Once it comes out, it cannot be put back into the tube. So Psalm 141:3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep a watch over the doors of my lips. Finally, self-control is literally holding oneself in. It means saying no to sin and yes to God in the midst of temptation. Matthew 6:13 says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Paul closes with the comment, against such there is no law. Of course not. These virtues are pleasing to God, beneficial to others, and good for ourselves as we bloom where we are planted. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. And back to you, Prophet Kai.
Wow. Thank you, Minister Willa, for Bloom Where You Are Planted. I will definitely be digging in some more into those scripture references you gave us today. And I will be calling you back for our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God, Minister Willa Peterson, who came before us this morning and just blessed our socks off with the word. Lord, we ask you right now to pour back the virtue 100-fold into her that she poured out to us. Lord, you know everything concerning her, Father, and we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Father, meet every need. Father, bless her and her family. Father, give her the desires of her heart. Father, we ask you right now to just be a hedge of protection around her and her family. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep the Des de Leon family and the Artist Life family. Father, you know every need spoken and unspoken, and we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just work in us, Father. Work in us and through us so that we can meet the needs of the people that come to us, Father, as we continue to do Artist Life. Lord, we ask you right now to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. Father, you know the needs. Father, you know in those secret places, Father, those things that they share and those things that they don't share. And we ask you right now to just be a comfort to them, O Lord. Father God, continue to touch Dr. Pecola's body. And as we continue to walk out this 21-day fast, O Heavenly Father, we ask you right now to continue to show us. Father, show us those things that you desire to change in us. Father, show us those things that you desire for us to do. Show us the path that you desire us to walk, O Heavenly Father, and we will be obedient to do it. Father, we ask that you touch the bereaved families on the TMC call. Father, you know each name, name by name, person by person. Be their peace which passes all understanding. Father, comfort them. Give them your joy unspeakable joy so that they can continue to walk through this season, O Heavenly Father. And in those times where they feel at their lowest, Lord, just be there with them. Comfort them. Wrap your loving arms around them. Give them your peace, O Heavenly Father, so that they know that even in those seasons where they are uncomfortable and they feel alone, O Heavenly Father, that you are with them, Father, that your rod and thy staff protect them, O God. So we ask you right now to just continue to be our peace which passes all understanding. We ask you right now to just be our joy, O Heavenly Father. The word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So continue to be our joy so we can be strengthened, O Heavenly Father, so that we can step out in the world and they can see you through us, O God. So we ask you right now to just touch the TMC family, touch the Artist Life family, and be that hedge of protection around us, O God. Father, we surrender it all to you. We place it at your feet, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, media, if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. And if you want, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. Access code 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans. So if you would join that call after this call. And again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. Again, Psalmist Kaylin, thank you, thank you, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with praise and worship. Minister Darrell, thank you for seating and greeting us and ushering us before the Lord this morning in prayer. And again, to our beautiful Minister Willa Peterson, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word. If you would please now come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. This truth that I discussed is not produced by man's efforts. It is produced as we live daily in communion with the Lord. As we stay connected to the vine, God will do a transformation in us upward, outward, and inward. Just as the branch gets all its life and nourishment from the vine, so we, the believers in Christ, derive our strength from the true vine, and thus can live a fruitful life for God as we bloom where we're planted. God, so I just pray, God, that you take these fruits, O God, of the Spirit, and that they be infused in us through the Holy Spirit, God, And Father, we pray, Lord, that as situations come up in our lives, that we look to you first before we react, before we respond, because we know, God, that that fruit, the kindness, the gentleness, the joy, the love, the peace, the long-suffering, the patience, is all within us. Now, God, I pray that you bless each and every person, each and every family member on this call today, that you order our footsteps, that you be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, God, that you do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think as we trust you, because you've given us the power to do so. We give you praise and call it done. And it's in your precious name we pray, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. Goodbye for now.